off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
How do they get all that metal up in the air? It makes no sense.
It also doesn't make any sense how much you're sweating.
Ha! He thinks we're all gonna die. This guy.
If the plane doesn't kill you, I will.
Looks like it's time for someone to take their sleepy pill.
You're gonna be okay. You gotta fly, got to fly away. No need to be afraid. Just gotta fly, got to fly away.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along, Captain Dennis. RV Tom rounding out the crew as we attempt to navigate the latest aviation news and information. Okay, so the Hantavirus, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a thing. I mean, you know.
Well, it is. It goes around every now and then. You get these flare-ups of it. So, I mean, it's not some, you know, mythical disease. Like, you know, it is like Ebola. But the nice thing is it doesn't transmit like the flu,
right,
or COVID.
Yeah, they don't think it'll be a COVID thing.
No.
Hopefully.
But you
know,
you don't want to be around people that have it.
No. And it's enough to freak people out.
So what's the first thing you should do when you feel sick? You should continue to go on your trip and go on the airplane, right?
Wrong!
Yeah.
Yeah. You would think, I mean, I don't want the airlines to screen people. But
well, they tried that during COVID, remember, having to get your
thermometer. Did not go over very well, did it? Yeah. But you would think people use...
Well,
maybe that's asking too much.
Common sense isn't as common as you think it is.
Right. You know, and I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends on your comfort level, on how you feel about that. Like, you know, the first thing people emailed me, because I am a cruiser. I go on a lot of cruises.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I got texts from people when this story started to break. Like, oh, Greg, are you ever going to go on a cruise again? I'm like, yeah. Sorry. It's not, you know, it is extremely rare. I mean, could something happen like that? Sure.
I mean, Vegas is getting rid of buffets. The cruise ship's about the only thing left now.
They're getting rid of their buffets?
Oh, in Vegas? They've been shutting them down left and right.
Well, I didn't know that. That's the only reason I go.
Sorry to disappoint you, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, buffets are one thing. But, you know, I mean, if you just avoid certain things, you wash your hands a lot and that kind of stuff. And if you want to wear a mask or whatever, maybe that'll make you feel better about it too. I don't know. It's up to you, I guess, right?
No.
You don't think it matters?
If I was to pass gas and you're wearing a mask, are you going to smell it? I don't think that mask is going to do a lot of good.
All right. You don't feel that you have to illustrate that, being that you're in the studio today.
No, guys. I have to share.
No, you do not. We have rules here at Just Plane Radio headquarters. We have a no gas policy, just so
since
it's clear.
When? You got a turd sitting here on the
counter.
Excuse
me? That is incorrect, sir. Anywho, I don't know, Tom, being that you are a retired commercial airline pilot, did you ever have a situation where you had someone come on board that was, you know, you could tell they were sick, they had a bad cold, they're blowing their nose or coughing or whatever.
Vomiting for the entire flight.
Well, yeah, that just happened on a Delta flight,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 45 minutes straight of vomiting. And apparently the guy's seatmate was like, oh, yeah, he knew he was sick.
Well, yeah, duh.
The whole family was sick all last week. Don't fly?
Yeah.
Hello?
Ideally, they, you know, but...
If ever there was a reason to fly in your own airplane...
Well, if somebody's puking for 45 minutes, now that would be, that would be a red flag. I mean, what are the rules when you're the pilot in command of a big commercial airliner there, Tom, when someone gets on the plane and obviously the flight attendant realizes this person's really ill? Can they just say, hey, whoa. Okay, do you know what the rules are as far as keeping them off the plane, or is there anything they can do?
You know, if a flight attendant comes up to me and says, hey, Tom, we got an issue back here. We got this guy in 14A. He's pure white. He's sweating profusely. He's, you know, he's clammy and everything else, and you could tell there's something wrong. You know, we could have him taken off the airplane.
Right.
Well, but maybe he's just a scared flyer, though.
Well, yeah, could be.
I mean, he was flying with Tom.
True.
That wing could be a little low on that airliner.
That's true. Could have had an issue. Actually, I had that happen with me. One of my flying buddies many years ago, I didn't realize that he had never flown before. And we take off from Orlando. We're flying across the country, and we had a layover in Houston, I believe. And when we took off, I look over at him and he's holding on to the armrest and his knuckles are, super white. And then he's like,
all tensed up. Yeah. Divots in the armrest from his fingers.
Dude, what's the problem? And he goes, oh man, I've never flown before. I'm like, oh, it's a piece of cake. 9 out of 10 times, everything goes smoothly. He didn't laugh. And he got off the plane in Houston and drove home. And I was on my own for that particular trip.
Oh, so you got an extra seat next to you. Bonus.
Yeah, well, I did. But I was kind of like, he was supposed to do all this work that I ended up having to do because it got dumped on me. But yeah, I mean, the pilot actually came back to talk to him once we spoke up. And next thing you know, they had him on oxygen, the whole thing. And I'm like, I didn't know what was going on. I honestly thought it was a joke at first and made a joke that he didn't, laugh at. But it is what it is. I mean, when I look back at it, I was like, gosh, if he was freaking out like that, if he would have... He did calm down when they came and put him on oxygen, started freaking out everybody else on the plane, of course, but he kept his stuff together. But I'm thinking if he would have started freaking out, would have they said, okay, we're going to have to make an emergency descent, get this guy off the plane, or what would they tape him up with?
Zip ties and duct tapes. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that what would happen, Tom? Or I don't know. What do you think?
Now, Dennis brought a good point up. So, well, maybe he's just a nervous flyer. But yeah. Several times where I actually had the flight attendant or the purser or the lead flight attendant go back there and say, hey, Mr. Jones, are you feeling ill today? Are you doing medication? Right. And then we actually had one guy, he was pretty honest about it. He goes, yeah, I haven't been feeling sick for the last 2 days. I got a little bit of a fever. And the wife is telling him, like, shh, yeah. Honey, don't tell him you're sick.
Right.
And the guy goes, I should be home in bed. So as soon as he said that, Flett says, okay, we're going to grant your wish. You're going home and going to bed. You're not getting on this airplane today.
Oh, yeah. So they did turn him around and say, hey, sorry.
Yeah, we do. And then we had a passenger one time coming from Tel Aviv to Newark. And he was an older guy. And he had a nurse with him and an IV and an oxygen bottle. Mm-hmm. And he had his family with him. He was going home, I guess, to rest in his final place in New York or New Jersey. So, and, he had all the appropriate paperwork and oxygen bottle and everything else. So, and he was, it wasn't contagious or anything. He was quiet and just.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, it happens.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I just wonder if we're going to get to the point where they're going to have some standby hazmat suits on these airplanes. If someone starts hacking or you think they got some kind of thing, put them in some kind of special cloth pod. That seals them up, and makes them look like a moon man or something. You know what I mean?
Hey, but at least you don't have to, rub elbows with the person next to you then.
Yeah. Well, there's that. But I don't know. I mean, we will have to see how that goes. But the guy who threw up for it, did they ever say for 45 minutes on that Delta flight what the problem was other than he was sick?
Yeah, his whole family had been sick for the entire week. So this guy had whatever they had and still decided to go fly. And the worst part is the guy that was flying with him, they said that he was barefoot. It's like, okay, I'm not sure which is worse, the guy vomiting for 45 minutes straight.
That's pretty bad.
Or the barefoot person next to you. It's like, come on.
I'll take the barefoot guy anytime. The puking? Are you kidding me?
I don't understand why people think that, the seat is their own private space and that they can just, give themselves a pedicure. I've heard of that horror stories of people doing their nails.
Yeah, that's way too much. There's a lot of shaming going on online with that kind of stuff. That's one thing. But, I mean, puking's a whole nother level. Yeah. If someone was throwing up next to you, like in the air sick bag or something, I would be freaking out.
Completely
because that's
different.
A chain reaction thing,
Yeah, it's completely different if it's summer in Florida and you're getting tossed around like a, popcorn.
Right, you're air sick.
That's one thing. But when you're sick in the air, that was a choice you made.
Well, 45 minutes, a guy's blowing chunks for 45 minutes? I mean,
at some point, you almost need to get him on an IV at that point.
I'm feeling ill just talking about it. Actually, so
I wouldn't want to be downwind of that.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank goodness we're out of time. I got to run to the head. On that note, I'm going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Learning to fly.
Yeah. Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.